Let me tell you about a dream you had. Time stands still and looking around, you're not certain what is real. You're sick of people trying to tell you how you feel about the blue stars and green clovers. But of course you can't quite figure out the miniature yellow horseshoes. Clandestine transactions in the dark corners distract you from the risk at hand. And soon you're getting sucked up in the vacuum. You hack through some foliage and soon you found a treasure chest of sample loops. Organizing groups of sound together, best you started walking through this middle earth. And soon a little smurf approached with nervousness and offered you some goods and services. You asked to see his wares, and he produced a brew of mandrake, peanut butter pancakes, and tickets to a clam bake. And after you perused them all, he spoke and said,
"Hey man, take the whole shebang for 5 cents."
And offered you a handshake. Yeah. You looked the gift horse directly in the kisser, sniffed, sighed, thought a while, and tried not to smile when you realized that this wasn't just a bargain too good to believe. He was grossly undercharging you. Your conscience made you say,
"No thanks."
And offered the advice that he should think twice before lowering the price. Where it's ridiculous. He thought about it, chewing on some licorice, and asked if you were ticklish. And then the sky inverted colors, and you lost your concentration. You forgot your father's birthday in your locker combination. And then all of a sudden, you knew that you were on a mission that required skill and effort, and a grasp of long division. So you sang a song that didn't have a tune or any lyrics, and you banged a gong that summoned 4 and 20 friendly spirits. Their auras were blue and light purple. They flew in tight circles and spoke in irritating, whining voices like Urkel. They left you with your pockets and your cavities filled, and a complete collection of cassettes by Björk and Gravity Kills, and a deed to a house in some place called Amityville. And then you seemed to wake up, but you didn't really wake up. You just dreamed that you woke up. You didn't really wake up, but you brushed your teeth and hair and did your makeup. And then somebody spoke and you went into a dream, but at this point it only served to make it that much more disjointed. Suddenly you were flying through the inspiring forces, and you looked down and murdered the metal roads for iron horses. Started laughing at it all, the heartless mathematical godforsaken world. And then you saw a naked girl. And then you woke up for real this time.
Wow.